Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD. Introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Every Tuesday, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. You can find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD wherever you find your podcasts or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. So tonight, I'm being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Matt Kelsch. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. First and foremost, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you could say Kelsch. That's how my family pronounces it. And I'll also say Kolsch, kind of like the beer Kolsch. And I'll spell it too.
Please.
It's K-O-E-L-S-C-H.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
For those who might not be familiar with you, give yourself an introduction.
Sure. I'm a singer-songwriter. I do a lot of folk and pop and Americana, a little, you know, alt rock, stuff like that. I do have a band that plays with me. It can be up to four or five people, depending on the evening. And I actually pretty recently returned from California. I was out there for a decade. I was based in Los Angeles. Now I'm here in Massachusetts in the Northeast. So it's good to be back and playing all over the place and having a great time.
That's amazing. Yeah, welcome back. It's good to have you back in the area.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been amazing.
You've got some music out there. What is available from you?
Yeah, on typical streaming platforms and DSPs, I've got about 25 or 30 songs out there and then about 25 or 30 videos on YouTube. So you can find them on Spotify and Apple and all the typical platforms.
Excellent. If somebody wants to give you a follow online tonight, what's your website and what are the socials?
Yeah, the website is Matt, MattKoelsch, music, MUSIC.com. That's also on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff too.
Great. And a couple of exciting upcoming shows to talk about, including a show here in Marshfield, the Levitate Backyard, that's happening on May 18th. And then you've got an upcoming show with John Hyatt and Collective Soul and a bunch of others. So talk about some of the upcoming performance dates.
Yeah, absolutely. May 15th, I will be in Pennsylvania, so a little further away, but it's exciting. I'm going to be opening for John Hyatt. That's at the Sellersville Theater in Pennsylvania. So I'm really looking forward to that, opening up that show. And then over here on the South Shore, I will be playing with my band on May 18th from 6 to 9. And that one's all ages. It's a beautiful place to play in a really community-based environment. So really appreciate Levitate on the South Shore and just the festival that they put together and the surf shop and the surf programs and the Levitate Backyard experience. It's really positive here on the South Shore. So super grateful to have it.
So let's get some live music tonight. Matt Kelsch is in studio. What are we listening to first from you?
This song is called Dream Machine.
All right, let's hear it. We're live on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Desert moon shines its beauty through, but I want you instead. Whoa. Tonight, baby, it won't be real. I'm thinking of you in all fine things and the way you make me feel. I see you in my dreams tonight, but baby, you won't be real. I'm thinking of thinking of you and all fine things and the way you make me feel. Way you make me feel. Wandering loose on this highway cruise, I ride the signs that lead the way back to you, where I feel in tune. We'll unwind harsh words we said. See you in my dreams tonight, baby. You won't be real. I'm thinking of you in all fine things and the way you make me feel. I'll see you in my dreams tonight, but baby, you won't be real. I'm thinking of you in all fine things and the way you make me feel. Where you make me. Ride this side with me, I'll be there on the other side. Ride this side with me, I'll be there. Ride this side with me, I'll be there on the other side. Ride this side with me, I'll be there.
Matt Kelsch from the WATD Tiny Stage, sounding great tonight. It's called Dream Machine. Talk about that song. That's in an unusual tuning.
Yes, Dream Machine is about being out there on the road, whether you're in sales or the military or for whatever reason, personal reasons, and you're pulled away from your significant other, your special person in your life. It could be a long absence of time that you're away, and it's really about that tension that's created when you're away from that special person. So that's the essence of Dream Machine.
Let's talk about your early days in music. What is your earliest music memory that comes to mind?
One of my earliest music memories is helping a friend out with his paper route and kind of pulling together some money and saving up for my first electric guitar. I brought a Fender Squire guitar with a little amp. And
had one of those too.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a great guitar. It was something I really wanted to do. And I just remember buying that off of a friend. His name is Mike, and he was no longer interested in it. And so it was this huge purchase for me and really exciting. Took it over to my uncle's house. He taught me a few of my first chords. Yeah, it was a really special time. So really fond memory.
At what point did you take your guitar from the bedroom to the stage? What was your first onstage moment?
I think my first onstage moment in front of about, 50 people would have been my sophomore year in high school or my junior year in high school. It was for a school project. I was presenting a song that had something to do with the 60s and Woodstock. And yeah, that was my first performance.
How did that go over?
It was great. Yeah, it was a nice. Good confidence boost. And I don't think anyone else was performing or anything. So it was kind of, I think it caught people off guard and I didn't tell people I was going to do it. So it was exciting.
When did it go from just being a hobby to being a career?
So when I got out of college, I was in the financial world. So I was on the research side of Wall Street for a little while. And my manager took us out one night and we had a big party and there was a band playing. And a bunch of them knew that I was into music and I'd perform for them. And they dared me to ask the band manager and the women of the band if I could play with them. So I got up on stage and I sang a few songs with this band in Faneuil Hall. And then a week later, they brought me into the band as a band member. So I was playing all over the place. So I started playing pretty regularly with them. And that was when I was in my early 20s. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how does somebody go from Wall Street to music?
I guess I was always playing music growing up, and I, you know, started with piano and clarinet, and, you know, we had to play the recorder and chorus, and you know, I think it was always ingrained in me, and I think I really loved it. I loved going to concerts really early on, and I think I knew that I really cared about it, but I might not have had the confidence to pursue it. People were telling me to pursue it, and I maybe didn't listen to myself as much, so I kind of followed a safer road at the beginning there, and then I just had this almost a meltdown in the financial world over in the Boston Commons. And I just changed my mind, put in my 2 weeks notice and jumped into the music industry. Luckily, I landed at a company that was a music technology company. So that was a good entrance point where I met a ton of musicians, a ton of people from Berklee, College of Music. That was a huge part of my transition into the music industry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's do more music from you. What are we listening to next?
Next, we have a song called All My Friends.
Let's hear it. We have Matt Kelch from the WATD Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD.
It's been a while since we've seen this place. Let it all out, break it away from the race. Dancing around, hear that smile on your face. Brings me back to good old days. All my friends gather round and we'll take on this all down. Tap your glass, make it last. Time always goes by so fast. One last night to pretend there will never be an end. When you can't hold your own, stumble together to find our home. Talking about all the people we know, hoping it brings me back to good old days. All my friends gather round and we'll take on this old town. Tap your glass, make it last. Time always goes by so fast. One last night to pretend that we'll never be in it. One that brings me back to good old days. Been away for a day too long. Time has made you and I strong. Got so much more to say since we've been gone. Still I miss you, can't wait till we're singing. All my friends gather round and we'll take on this old town. Tap your glass, make it last. Time always goes by so fast. One last night to pretend that we'll never be in it. All my friends gather round, we'll take on this old town. Tap your glass, make it last. Time always goes by so fast. One last night to pretend that we'll never be in it. But when it brings me back to good old days, it brings me back to good old days. Oh, my friend.
Matt Kelch in studio tonight, 95.9 WATD. Talk about that song, All My Friends.
Yeah, All My Friends. I wrote this song with Georgia Feroz. She's from Connecticut. And we met in Los Angeles when I was out there. We decided to write a song about, you know, positivity and friendship and reunion. nostalgic feeling you get when you get together with all your friends after a long period of not seeing them. And so we're kind of tired of writing heartbreak songs. So we wrote this song about friendship, and we got 20 people in the studio with us, and we did a live studio recording and filmed it. So that's on YouTube. It's called All My Friends.
You mentioned that you lived in California for 10 years. What brought you to the West Coast?
I was going out there pretty early on to visit some cousins when I was growing up. I think that was kind of embedded in me in a sense. I think the imagery of California and the sunsets and the palm trees and the warm weather was pretty rooted in me. And I think I had a calling to go out there. So that was one of the big reasons, was the weather and just the consistent climate. And I was excited to surf more and just to be outside hiking. And that was a big draw. And I knew that there were a ton of people pursuing music and film, you know, photography and fashion and creative careers there. And it was like this huge melting pot of people from all over the world. It was something I really had wanted to do for a long time. So in 2013, I made the jump and drove across country to go out there.
And then what brought you back here to Boston?
I really miss my family. You know, my niece and nephew are here. I really wanted to be near them and all my relatives. I have a pretty big family. You know, it's over 50 people and various relatives and both sides of the family. Most of them are based here in Massachusetts. So that was my calling, to come back here and be around them. So I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We are up against our first break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have a lot more to go. Matt Kelsch in the studio tonight. More to talk about, more songs to hear. So stick around. We're brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass, 95.9 WATD. Back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. I'm John Shea, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass on the Tiny Stage tonight, being joined by Matt Kelsch. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks again for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for making this work. Give yourself another introduction. Who is Matt Kelsch?
My name is Matt Kelsch, and I am a singer-songwriter. I do folk and pop and Americana. Currently based in the South Shore. I was out west for 10 years. I was playing all over the Southwest, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, California, Arizona. And I was based in LA for that period of time. I had a lot of interesting things happen to me, a lot of stories, songs that I'm currently working on now that I'm kind of settled over here in Massachusetts. It's really good to be back here on the South Shore.
You are everywhere online. You've got socials, you've got a website, you've got music streaming. Talk about what's out there right now. Where can you be found?
Yeah, the platform I use the most is Instagram, at MattKoelsch. And I use YouTube a decent amount to post all the videos, Facebook, and the typical streaming platforms. All my music is on there. So there's about 25 to 30 songs and videos out online.
Fantastic. And some upcoming shows, including a date here on the South Shore. You're at the Levitate Backyard. You're going to be playing with a national artist, John Hyatt, also with Hootie and the Blowfish, Edwin McCain, Collective Soul. Give us all the details on what's coming up for you music-wise.
Yes, super excited. I do have a band performance at Levitate Backyard, and that is Saturday, May 18th. It's a great environment. It's kid-friendly. It's a surf theme behind a surf shop, and it fits a few hundred people there. They have an excellent sound system and lighting system, great margaritas and tacos and anything in between, and it's a really great setting. So super excited about that. Also, in May, I'm going to be opening for John Hyatt at the Sellersville Theater in Pennsylvania. John Hyatt, he's a outstanding American singer-songwriter. He's played mostly blues and country. He's been nominated for 9 Grammys. One of my favorite songs by him is I Have a Little Faith in Me.
Mine too.
Yeah, and Slow Turning and Drive South. Those are some of my favorites.
Memphis in the Meantime, all
yeah,
good stuff.
So many good ones.
You have shared the stage with some incredible people. I was reading on your website. Talk about that experience and that journey in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the standout moments happened with some of the musicians that play with other acts or have played with other acts. I had a really good time playing with Scott Page, and he was a mentor of mine. He interviewed me on a radio show as well, and he played saxophone for Pink Floyd and Toto. He was a really great mentor, talking to him, and he has so many awesome stories. I was playing at this almost like a mansion compound place that has a theater inside of it. It's a really cool place in Los Angeles, and he jumped up on stage and played with me that night. That was really cool. I've opened for some other acts that are from American Idol and The Voice. That would be Chris Allen and also Casey Abrams. Super exciting to meet them and talk to them in the green room and hear their stories. So that was a lot of fun too.
Let's do more music from you. What are we listening to next?
Absolutely. The next one is Perfectly Aligned.
Let's hear it. We have Matt Kelch on the WATD Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD.
The wind in new directions, this time of year. And shaking up, taking a breath to flip my fears. But you're holding on to my time. Maybe you're wishing I was somebody else. But I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Yeah, you're holding on to my time. Maybe you're wishing I was somebody else. But I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Wishing I was somebody else, but I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Yeah, you're always in the know, you know I'm stumbling around in a song, but I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. I can't deny you're on my mind. I couldn't see us in this fall. And I know you'll find your way through this shrouded night and day. But you're holding on to my time. Maybe you're wishing I was somebody else. But I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Yeah, you're always in the know. You know I'm dancing around in a song. But I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Yeah, you're holding on to my time. Maybe you're wishing I was somebody else. But I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. No, I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. Never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. No, I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned. No, I'm never gonna be, never gonna be, never gonna be perfectly aligned.
Matt Kelch on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. Getting some Dave Matthews Band vibes from that, I hope you don't mind me saying, but talk about that song. How did that one happen?
Yeah, I did listen to a lot of Dave Matthews growing up, and we did love going to those concerts out in Mansfield at the Great Woods or Tweeter Center there. Yeah, I listened to quite a bit of Dave Matthews in high school and middle school. Yeah, that song is about just not conforming to other people's expectations of you. And, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, we all have imperfections. And to stay true to yourself. And that's that was the message behind Perfectly Aligned. We had some really fun production on the song, different horns and some beats, a little electro sound to it. Sounds a little tropical. So it's a fun one.
We've talked throughout the night about you sharing the stage with some incredible people. But I'm curious to know, in your musical journey in life, either singing or songwriting, how did you discover your voice that we're listening to tonight?
I feel like it took a long time to settle into my voice. I played in a variety of bands that were more in the party rock, alternative rock atmospheres. And for a while, I was singing at a pretty intense energy, and maybe not volume, but I was singing almost like a lot of like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. After I graduated from those bands, I started writing a lot more, and I kind of just was meditating and doing more yoga and kind of calming down a little bit, getting more into the surf community. And I think I settled down a little bit more as a person. And I think my voice just kind of fell into a category that was a little bit more of a cruiser category. Some of it's mellow, but some of it's a little bit up tempo. And I wasn't really as intense and like stretching my voice and kind of going for these like huge moments. I was a little bit more laid back. So I think that's how I landed on it.
How do you think your voice and your sound have evolved over the time that you've been performing?
At least at the beginning when I was performing and recording, I felt like I was maybe like pinching my voice a little bit too much and straining, and I wasn't breathing as correctly. I think over time I learned to really breathe from my diaphragm. And I practice breathing through my diaphragm, even just driving around or doing yoga. And I think the breath work that I did really helped me to stabilize my voice and help me find my voice, and also just feel more confident and comfortable when I'm recording or on stage. I think breath work is a huge part of that. So I really thank some of my coaches and different professors that I talk to, and teachers and yoga instructors and, you know, meditation friends. That really helped me.
Well, let's hear more of your music because you're sounding great tonight. What are we listening to next from you?
Sure. The next song is called Turn Around.
Let's hear it. We have Matt Kelch on the WATD Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Here I stare, I see your hair, and I gaze in your direction there. You catch my eyes across the track and look back. Cup of coffee in your hand, your presence has a strong command. Leaning up against the wall, I start to fall. Turn around, don't stand there, come to me. You know I want you, baby, can't you see? Got you looking over my way, baby, please. Don't tease me with those eyes, babe, killing me. You stand your ground and point your feet. Your steps walk in their way towards me. My heart could almost skip. I'm shifting my seat. My smile grows enormously. You walk towards him with certainty. Brush off what we had, it's just a fantasy. Just turn around, don't stand there, come to me. You know I want you, baby, can't you see? Got you looking over my way, baby, please. Me with those eyes, babe, killing me. Just turn around, don't stand there, come to me. No, I want you, baby, can't you see? Got you looking over my way, baby, please. Tease me with those eyes, babe, killing me. But don't you know that you would fit much better in my arms than his? Don't you know that I can give you so much more than he ever did? Don't you know that you would fit much better in my arms than his? Don't you know that I can give you so much more than he ever did? Just turn around, don't stand there, come to me. You know I want you, baby, can't you see? Got you looking over my way, baby, please. Tease me with those eyes, babe, killing me. Just turn around, don't stand there, come to me. You know I want you, baby, can't you see? Got you looking over my way, baby, please. Tease me with those eyes, babe, killing me. Just turn around, don't stand there. Just turn around, don't stand there. Just turn around, don't stand there. Just turn around, don't stand there.
Matt Kelch in studio tonight, 95.9 WATD. Turn Around. Talk about that song. How did that song happen?
I wrote that song with Christy Huff. She's a country pop singer. She's from Arizona, and we met in Los Angeles. We worked on this song for a while, and she's a super positive, bright person, really fun to be around. And we wrote the song about how you could be out at a train station or a bus station or at the airport, and, you know, that kind of initial approach you have to make to somebody if you are interested in them. So we kind of had this scenario and we sang it as a duet. It was just a really fun song to work on together. And I think we had good chemistry for the song. And we decided to record that at Capitol Studios in Room B in Hollywood.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, it was really great. We had some fantastic string players play with us who have played with the Jonas Brothers, Burt Bacharach, and Paul Anka. They've toured quite a bit, so they're super pro string players.
That's insane.
Yeah, they're called Orchid Quartet. They're in LA still.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, so you can check out that song. That's on YouTube. You can see the video of us. It's a live take. So,
speaking of which, whether it's co-writing or writing by yourself, talk about how songwriting works for you.
It definitely changes based on almost the season or different moods that I'm in. And yes, if I am doing a co-write, I love co-writing. I try to vary it. You know, I don't want to do all co-writes, but I also don't want to be solo writing all the time too. I like to pair up with people. I think it's a lot of fun. But this winter, I was mostly solo. You know, I had a fire going, had the fireplace going. I just had these three songs that I just kept kind of going back and forth between each time I had a writing session. I could just kind of work on one and then back away from it and kind of rotate to the other one. And so if I'm feeling a certain mood, I would kind of land on one of them, or feeling another mood, I would kind of rotate to the other one depending on what was going on that particular day. So I kind of had almost like three going in the fire at once and just kind of kept rotating them around. And now those are pretty much almost done. I'm ready to introduce those to my band pretty soon.
Well, let's do more music from you. What are we listening to next? I think we have two more left.
Sure. This one is called Tow You In.
Let's hear it. We have Matt Kelch on the WATD Tiny Stage here on 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it is all yours.
I can tow you in, your anchor's not around, idle in the wind, rudder's in the ground. And I can tow you in, your anchor's not around, idle in the wind, rudder's in the ground. Oh, no, no. Flags, and we'll let them And I can tow you in when your anchor's not around. You're idle in the wind, but it's in the ground. And I can tow you in when your anchor's not around. You're idle in the wind, rudders in the ground. Wait till we can step ashore again. Wait till we can finally find our friends. Wait till we can step ashore again. Wait till we can find our lives again. And I can tow you in when your anchor's not around. Idle in the wind, rudder's in the ground. And I can tow you in when your anchor's not around. Idle in the wind, rudder's in the ground. Oh no, no.
Matt Kelsch on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. First of all, I think the whistle solo is a lost art in music today, so nice job on that.
Yeah, I love throwing in the whistle here and there. I try not to overdo it. I try to just use it tastefully.
I understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to use it like on every song, but it is. I do use a bunch of pedals when I'm performing live, and I have loopers and stuff. And sometimes if I need a break from singing, or if I need a break from playing lead guitar, I could just start whistling over some chords, and it's actually like kind of a nice break, and it's something different. So I like
easier
I like
on
it.
Your voice too.
Yeah, sure. It gives me a little break. It's cool.
Let's talk about influences. Who did you listen to growing up? Who are you listening to today?
Yeah, growing up, I was listening to a lot of male singer-songwriters. I listened to Jack Johnson, John Mayer, David Gray, Dave Matthews. Like the Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds record, I listen to that all the time.
Live at Luther College is classic.
I listen to that one a lot. And then Jason Mraz, Paul Simon, Ben Howard, Elton John. I listen to a lot of those guys growing up. But especially out on the West Coast, I was listening to a lot of house music, like more like chill electro house music. You might hear it at like the end of the night at Coachella or something, like at the festival out in the desert or in some of the tents out there, or like Burning Man or something like that. I don't know. I just kind of got in this groove of that type of music. So I've been listening to a lot of that music, and some of it is kind of influencing some of the songs I've released in the last 5 years or so, or 10 years. And I think I'm going to try to keep exploring that, because I do have a lot of fun with that style of music. So
how about locally? Who are you listening to on the local scene?
Yeah, locally, I've been listening to the whole new Jape Sarrows' new record. I love that record. And let's see. I love listening to Sam Luke Chase. His records are fantastic. And then for live performances recently, Anna Daly Young is fantastic.
Yeah, I just saw you at FemFest a couple weeks ago.
Yep, she was performing there. And Mary McAvoy.
She's
also
phenomenal.
Fantastic. Great to see her play at the New England Music Awards. Also, I got to be right up close in center for Birch Swart and his whole band that was at Levitate Festival last summer. That was really cool. So it's been great seeing Birch perform live. He's fantastic. So
without having too much time to think about this, what's a song you wish you had written?
I love a lot of the ballads that like Adele writes. There's this one song that I really loved to play and sing, and it's kind of, I got a funny story about it, but it's called Hometown Glory. I was outside of the Orpheum, and her tour bus was out there. We had just seen her show. This was like 2008. And I got this crowd of people to sing her song, Hometown Glory. And she came outside of her tour bus, and she hung out with us, and she was really psyched. And it was
That's
really,
so cool.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. So that song just kind of sticks with me, and it's definitely a song I wish I wrote. It's a really powerful song. It's pretty neat.
We have Matt Kelsch here on the Tiny Stage. We're going to chat a little more with him after the break and hear one more song. So stick around. You're listening to Almost Famous, the Tiny Stage, tonight with Matt Kelsch, 95.9 WATD brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. Back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time tonight, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage. 95.9 WATD, I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. You can find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9watd.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at almostfamousradio.com. And my guest tonight on the tiny stage, singer-songwriter Matt Kelch. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it, John.
My pleasure. One final time, give yourself an introduction.
Yeah, my name is Matt Kelch, and I grew up here on the South Shore. Really happy to be here. I was actually out west for 10 years, Los Angeles, and I was touring basically out in that whole region. Back over here now, super happy and grateful to be here. Been performing full-time as a musician since about 2010, 2011. I did study music a little bit in school. I was initially in finance, and I also studied a little bit at Berklee College of Music and at Herb Albert in Los Angeles. So I've kind of got a hybrid education of finance and tech and music.
Excellent. And a couple of big upcoming shows to promote.
Yeah, I have a really fun one coming up at Levitate. It's going to be with my band. It's Levitate Backyard. It's a surf shop, and it also has a restaurant and a great stage, sound and lights, and really chill environment in the back. And this could fit a few hundred people. It's really fun. There's picnic tables. It is kid-friendly. It opens in the afternoon. It's open until 9 at night. We'll be playing from 6 to 9. And that one has no cover, so come on by.
And I was reading on your website, too, that you're involved in many charities.
Yeah, sometimes my band will be involved in a fundraiser or, you know, a different charity event. And I've kind of evolved and kind of bounced around a little bit. I don't have as much consistency with one specific group. But I did contribute to 1% for the Planet. That's an environmental agency. A lot of different artists are tied in with them, like Jack Johnson. Basically, you're contributing 1% of your revenue, your business's revenue for the year to them, and the money goes towards all environmental causes. So that was one that I was part of for a few years. I had a few different fundraisers with cancer, breast cancer, Jimmy Fund, Faulkner Hospital, and then the One Fund for the Boston Marathon, the U.S. military veterans. So yeah, a variety of things.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for all the hard work you do, because it really shows not only in your music, but in just what you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love music and I love connecting with people. And, you know, I also have a record label. It's Turbulent Records. And I also love to help people, try to place them in different studios or introduce them to people or help them find a new venue to perform at, or with marketing and all that type of stuff, too.
Fantastic. That's Matt Kelch, the guest tonight on the Tiny Stage. Thank you so much for being here. Let's do one more song before we close things out. What's it going to be?
This is called Runaway With You.
All right, let's hear it. Matt, thank you again for making this work tonight. Best of luck with everything, with all the upcoming shows, Levitate and playing with Edwin McCain, Hootie and the Blowfish, Collective Soul. It sounds like it's going to be a wild summer.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure. 95.9 WATD, one final time on the Tiny Stage, Matt Kelch.
When you're in bed and I'm working late, you leave a light on so I feel safe. Set your alarm to ring before mine. You don't care about losing time, even if you select much worse. You pour my cup of coffee first. I would run away with you. I would run away with you. Cause you're the only home I need. You're the only home I need. When you feel low and drag your feet, make some time, find some peace. If you are lost, out of place, take my hand, find our way. I would run away with you, I would run away with you, 'cause you're the only home I need, you're the only home, man. I would run away with you, even if they chase us too. The cliff beyond the trees, a tidal boat will take two. I'm always gonna love you like the way you want me to. Never go unnoticed or be swept away. I'm always gonna love you like the way you want me to. Never go unnoticed or be swept away. Swept away. Swept away. I would run away with you, I would run away with you. You're the only home I need, the only home, and I would run away with you, even if they chase us too. The cliff beyond the trees, a tidal boat will take to sea. You're on my mind. I wake up slow, you're by my side. I love the way you sleep in late. I watch you wake, I watch you wake.